there are now two Pico balloons in the air. ZSX-SRC-29, launched on the 1st of October, appears as if this balloon has been lost. It was last heard on 25 of October over the southwestern Atlantic, in the mid 40 degrees south. ZSX-SRC-30, with a 10-meter beacon, was launched on the 11th of October and was last heard on the 1st of November off the northwest coast of Chile. ZS-1 Echo Romeo Zulu, running a 10-meter WISP beacon and launched on the 16th of August 2025, is on its 7th trip around the globe and was last heard on the 1st of November over the South Pacific Ocean, 3/4 of the way between Australia and South America. Keith, ZS6 Hotel India, is planning to have a bumper amateur radio tech talk on Zoom on the 26th of November. They are planning to discuss the last Baikonur 13 flight, from the planning stages through the launch, flight and recovery of the payloads, and some of the data and videos from the payloads. I believe that this will be an extremely interesting session. Unfortunately, I have another meeting that I need to attend on that evening, but I'm already looking forward to seeing the recording that will be made. After a very successful TEP season, Bernie, ZS4 Tango X-ray, has collated and posted information on the Echo Alpha 6 Victor Quebec TEP webpage of all the stations that made TEP contacts between Africa and Europe. Here you can see the stations who made contact, their grid squares, height above sea level, power output and antenna details. Go to www.dxmaps.com/tepstations.html. Some really interesting information, and one needs to note that there are only 6 out of 22 stations that were using 1 kilowatt or more. The rest were 500 watts and less. And the antennas also varied a lot, with the number of elements determining the gain of the antennas. You will have heard on the SARL news for this week that there are at least 2 sets of meteor showers taking place in November. The first one, the Torrids meteor shower, is in this next week, on 4 and 5 November. The second one, the Leonids meteor shower, is peaking 17 and 18 November. The best time to observe the meteor showers is in the hour just before dawn. How about getting your 6-meter antennas dusted off and trying a bit of meteor scatter activity? To learn more about meteor scatter, take a look at the excellent YouTube video on the presentation that Derek, ZS5 Yankee, did some 2 months ago. The link to the video is www.youtube.com/watch?Yankee0SmallMic Juliet Tango Quebec Tango Foxtrot Papa 0. Here is an interesting project that allows you to scan and record multiple voice channels. This is especially useful when there is interference that you need to make recordings of. The project uses a RTL SCR dongle and some software. Take a look at the GitHub site, github.com/Sagen, and I spell that Sierra Hotel Alpha Juliet Echo November /STR-hub. There is also a TechMinds video review on YouTube at www.youtube.com/watch?Small Victor=Capital Yankee Small Zulu Capital Quebec Number 2 Capital November 0 Victor Small Kilo Capital Kilo Small Victor Capital Echo. That is all for this week. Apologies for a short program. How about telling us about that exciting long distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and Above is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.